This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app and take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
You're listening to Jones and Keith on WEEI.
Now, again, these songs just come out of left field today.
Pretty great.
I don't even know what the insinuation is.
You just got little CeCe Keefe's attention with this one. I'll tell you that much.
Tell you what.
She can sing the whole thing.
I like, I like the Chapel Roan. I do.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Mike Vrabel discussing Steph Diggs yesterday. The video is really turned into something where I think we can all agree. Let's all agree to acknowledge that Diggs is off to a bad start. It might not mean anything.
Right. But if it's a Rotten Tomato score of good or bad, to make it good.
It's binary now. He's off to a good start or a bad start.
If you're going to pin me down, I would say
he's off to a bad start is what he's off to.
Yeah.
And it's not just with the Patriots. His absence yesterday, I would add on to this. We said this before Vrabel even talked about it, and we knew he wasn't going to be at OTAs. I'm like, if he's partying it up on a boat on Memorial Day weekend, with whatever he's doing on the boat, whatever he's handing out on the boat.
The Giants haven't won a game since the Odell Beckham boat video. Right? Is it like the record? Like 10-100 since Odell Beckham was on a boat?
Something like that. Was that leading up to a playoff game?
I think it was a bye week in a playoff. I don't think they've won a playoff game since either. I
mean, they certainly haven't won a playoff game. And obviously, and they made the playoffs, 2 years ago? But like they've been horrible since.
I mean, I said this at the time. You know who used to go out on their boat on a bye week? Belichick. But that's okay. Don't worry about it.
His newly named boat.
Thank you very much. That's true. People really lost their minds with Odell Beckham when Bill used to take the thing out all the time. Regardless, neither here nor there. He's not off to a great start. He's partying it up with the girls on the boat, which, good suggestion by the Twitch chat earlier. I think this is Dark and Stormy Nights.
Yeah.
Perhaps one of the gals in the video, nominee for, we don't have a Hoss of the Week yet.
We don't have, at least the nominee. Can they win it together, the two that were pressed against each other?
Oh, you're talking about those two.
Yeah.
I was talking about the ones referring to Steph Diggs as daddy. There was one hossier one.
I'm not here to
we're giving her an award, Keith. I'm not shaming anything.
Also two beautiful women who
but the Razzies are an award too.
There was two like beautiful women that were kind of like buns to buns, and they were kind of doing it looked like a mirror, but it wasn't a mirror. There's two separate women.
So I heard,
both nominees.
Okay.
Could they win it together? Have we ever had like co-hosses of the week?
I don't know.
Yeah. First time for everything.
There was a lot of instances on that boat yesterday. or at least we saw the video yesterday, played the video yesterday.
Sure.
I guess it happened over the weekend. So it's a big deal to Cardi B, it turns out, Keith.
Well, is it?
The girlfriend?
Yeah, I think so.
Are they official?
They're at the Met Gala together. They're at the Knicks game together. I'm pretty sure they're together.
Okay. I'm reading here from the Daily Mail
Sport.
They're
on this boat together?
Yes. She was there, yes.
Yeah.
I'm reading here from the Daily Mail Sport. Don't rip apart the source before we read the story.
Daily Mail
Don't you
Sport.
Dare. Don't you dare. I've been teasing this for half an hour.
I'm
Don't
sure
you
it's
dare.
Great. Go
Don't
ahead.
Don't you dare.
I want to hear it.
The Daily Mail Sport.
Great. Although, yeah, no, whatever. Just go ahead. Read it.
Okay, I will. The viral video captured on Monday showed Diggs lounging shirtless on the boat, chatting with three women, all dressed in bikinis, who called him daddy. I think we could nominate one for House of the Week if you want.
Mr. Make It Happen on a Boat. Daddy, yes, but yes. Mr. Make It Happen on a Boat. Real quick.
Yeah.
How do you think this video got out?
Great question.
We don't really know the source of that, right?
Well, it seems like there were a lot of...
people on the boat.
A lot of people on the boat. I imagine.
Witnesses.
One of them.
Phones. But they just like, I'm going to put this out there. This is great. This is good content. I'm a content creator.
Maybe they don't like how Steph Diggs is moving. Maybe there's some of Cardi B's people. They don't like what Steph Diggs is up to, and you're like, I'm going to blow up his spot.
So this is somebody versus Steph Diggs.
Could be.
And pro
Or
Cardi B.
Maybe it's one of the other thirsty girls on the boat
okay.
who wants to break up Stephon Diggs and Cardi B so that she can get with Mr. Make It Happen on a Boat.
Or it could be a jealous dude that's like, he loves Cardi B, and he's like, I thought I had a chance.
Could be a jealous guy being like, that's my girlfriend that is now getting whatever's
but
in the
baggie. But do we know what the original...
From Mr. Make It Happen on a Boat.
What the original source was? Was it just one of these
Me?
Like...
No, the
no, no, no,
the
like
the
a Dolph Kleeman?
Oh,
no, no, but
oh.
like, where did it even start? Because everybody's question. Picked it up since.
Hang on, good question.
What's the origin story of this video?
Let me go back to the complex story that I read from yesterday.
They might know.
They did such a wonderful job. No, but they linked right to videos in there. So who was the original source on
this? Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Is it Fear Buck?
So I'm looking at Fear.
Is it Fear Buck?
I'm looking at Fear Buck right now.
Is it Fear Buck?
Almost a million followers.
I think it's Fear Buck. Not impersonating anyone.
No.
Turn noties on. DM for submissions and credit.
I'm not turning the noties on. I don't need my phone blowing
that's
up
Fear
every time.
Buck. I think Fear Buck started
every
this.
Every time you have like a tweet that you want. It looks like you have nonstop tweets. I'm not going to turn my noties on for you.
Okay. So that's Fear Buck.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a million tweets. Okay. I can't even find this video.
All right.
But it probably has quite a few views.
Towards the end of the clip, as we know, Diggs.
Oh, yeah. So he had a tweet. Well, I say he. Could be she.
Could
Fear,
be she.
Fear Buck.
Okay.
Cardi B's new boyfriend, NFL star Stephon Diggs, is going viral for flirting with other women on the same boat Cardi B was on, eyeball emojis. And it's one video. And it is got 38 million views.
But other videos have leaked out. Including
right.
the, as not to get confused with the Twitch chat member, the Clappy Cheeks video.
Yeah,
it was
no
a
doubt.
Separate video from the
yeah.
Fear Buck one.
Yes. But then this guy, so then there's, I'm tracing this back one step further. This is some on-air sleuthing. There's a Twitter account,
mm-hmm.
which is at I'm about to tweet you.
Okay, I thought we were about to get our famous drop.
Okay. Nope. The bio says undefeated, never lost. Following zero people.
Nice.
Followed by 155.
That's a power move.
Joined in August of 2022.
Uh-huh.
So it's like a nothing account. So uh-huh. it's like a burner account.
Sure.
They tweeted the video and they tagged a bunch of accounts in it.
Including Fear Buck?
Correct. Yes.
Man.
Yes.
That's good stuff.
Uh-huh. So I don't know what any of that means, but do you believe this thing with Cardi B?
Well,
I don't
even
know.
So towards the end of the clip, he produced a plastic bag, as we know, containing an unknown substance that one woman took from him. Despite Cardi B also enjoying the party on board.
That's what I thought.
The I Like It hitmaker. That's how they refer to her.
She's a hitmaker.
Daily Mail Sport.
Right.
Was left seething by her NFL beau's antics, a source revealed to the Daily Mail. Quote, Cardi, for her part, whether she's there or not, doesn't want her man flirting with any ladies, the insider said.
Okay.
Girls will throw themselves on him all the time, but she wishes he wouldn't be a, I think I can say this, scumbag, and flirt back.
Oh, boy.
So girls are throwing themselves at him all the time.
Well, yeah, he's Steph Diggs.
And she wishes he wouldn't flirt back. Cardi has had her fair share of relationship issues.
Well, that's not fair. This is the source talking to the Daily Mail.
It's
unnecessary.
And she doesn't want it to continue with Stephon. Oh. And now that the video went viral, she's really frustrated with him that he would allow it to happen, the source continued. He should know better. The fact he didn't realize what was going on around him is embarrassing, and she is mad at him, end quote.
Man. Maybe that's why he's not at OTAs.
Maybe he had to stay back and
put this fire out.
Fix his relationship.
Yeah.
Maybe.
There are other videos, because there's a bunch of videos actually out from...
Oh, no, I've seen them.
No, not of her.
Oh.
I'm talking about on the
video. Of Diggs. Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant just Cardi B videos.
I've seen some of those, too.
I understand. Well, for work.
We're doing research for the
story
show.
On yeah. it. She's one of the wags.
Yeah.
No, but like from that boat, there's like the famous one with Diggs that everybody has seen like a zillion times. But then there's other angles of it, too. And like, she's there and having a great time. So like... I don't know. I take the Daily Mail with a grain of salt.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
You're shooting down a scoop.
Well, yeah.
You're shooting down a scoop. I
guess so. Track record on this?
Well,
what's the track record on Daily Mail?
I don't know.
50-50?
I don't
know. Not
recall.
Even.
I believe the last
Daily
time.
Daily Mail Sport ever come up with anything?
The last time I believe I read from a Daily Mail story off the top of my head was when Udoka got fired. There were some good scoops in there.
Oh, all right.
Well, from the Daily Mail on a. An associate
some other,
of Danny Ainge
details,
and
sure,
Udoka.
Sure.
Yes, yes, sure. yes, 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 yes. That's yeah. the last time I personally remember reading from
All
it.
Right.
I don't know their track record though.
I don't think it's 100%.
Okay.
But what does it mean for Diggs?
Well, I think you brought up a good theory. Maybe that's part of why he stayed behind. I'm dealing with my relationship. I was here last week, now I'm not.
I think you could spin this good news, bad news.
I don't really see how we're spinning the video into good news.
No. The to be continued with Cardi B. Either he's with her, everything's smoothed over, he's a happy guy,
or
they're apart, and now
him.
he's focused just on
football.
Well,
so here is what I think is the real story. As curious as I am about what was happening on the boat and how it leaked out and what's in the baggie and all these things. And again, we've been playing songs all day, just completely independent of this story. I'm bothered that he wasn't there yesterday. He should be there working out. And I know he wasn't the only absence, but he is rehabbing a significant injury from a year ago. And if you're a guy who is going to push through and try to get back to being what you were before the injury, I'd like you here. And so I am bothered by that. Is it the biggest deal in the world? No. But I would put it in that same bucket of he's just not off to a great start. I did like how Vrabel handled it, by the way.
Yeah, I
like,
thought so.
You didn't need to cut him on the spot.
We're aware of it, right? You're not like...
You're not brushing it under the rug.
You're not dumb or playing dumb,
yeah.
right? Because sometimes, like, these guys, of course, are aware of it, but you're not doing the thing like, well, I don't know what you're talking about or whatever. So you admit to what's going on, and I'm sure he's already talked to him, and he's not going to get into the details of that. Because I wonder if part of them was thinking that Steph Diggs might actually be a part of, like, the new leadership of the team. And you're like, well, how could he be? Like, well, he's a captain everywhere he's been. They have all new guys coming to this team. They're like bringing back some of the young guys who probably aren't ready for that role. If you look at the receiver room, not that you need a captain for every position group, but if you look at the receiver room, it's a bunch of young guys who all last year were a mess. Now,
yeah.
maybe Mac Hollins can provide some sort of like veteran type of guy, I guess. But like, I don't know. They're probably looking to Steph Diggs. And like the first, we're not even at June yet. And Vrabel has to answer questions about a video that he's in that may or may not involve pink cocaine.
But I like that he acknowledged it. And I like that he said, yeah, we're aware of it. I've talked to Stefan. We want to make good decisions on and off the field. And I think the message there is very clear. He's not happy with Diggs. And I like that he made that clear. Because I have no idea how Mayo would have handled this a year ago. I do know how Bill would have handled it.
Right.
We were here with Bill for 20-plus years. Bill would have snorted in people's face and no pun intended. And ignored everything going on.
Yeah.
So that's what Bill would have done. Mayo, Vrabel had a mini Mayo moment yesterday.
Maybe, yeah, but it was funny, though.
Maybe
he
was joking kind of around,
yeah,
but yeah. I think Mayo thought he was joking around half the time.
You guys will find out in a minute. But no.
So, that's a mini Mayo
that's
moment.
That's awesome.
But I do like how he handled it. And I thought Phil Perry, this is on the Pats Talk podcast, he and Tommy Curran were talking about Vrabel's handling of this. And I think Phil kind of nailed it. It was the right message. Mm. This is, again, Phil.
I think the messaging for Vrabel, both to his team privately and with us, is important. Because if you are trying to establish a culture here, and you're going to rid the building of entitlement, right? That was his line during his opening press conference. It doesn't mean that anytime somebody does something off the field you don't like, that you've got to release them. But you do have to make some kind of statement to let everybody know what the standard is and what it is you're looking for and not looking for, what's acceptable and not acceptable.
You guys will find out in a minute, but no.
No, I'm definitely not releasing him by any stretch. Also, if you take it one step further and you just look at Steph Diggs right now, are you more worried about his knee or
knee.
his
boat behavior.
I mean, I'm not worried about the boat behavior.
No, but I'm saying, but again, pick one or the other.
And I wonder if that was a factor in other stops. Like, I don't remember reading anything about that.
Like, likely to prevent a great season is the injury.
Always. Yeah. That's always been the reason that I didn't really want to sign him in the offseason was all about the injury. It wasn't about wearing out his welcome with quarterbacks and teams, which is well documented. And I think continued last year in Houston. They wanted nothing to do with him.
This isn't like taking
it's about the knee. I agree.
Right.
So people are saying, oh, well, it's voluntary. Aren't the workouts voluntary? They're voluntary.
They are.
Well, of course they're voluntary, but he's rehabbing a significant injury, and I'd imagine you want him working with your team doctors and not working out on his own. And so, yeah, it's voluntary, but I'd still expect him to be there.
The other thing we don't know.
I think Vrabel expected him to be there.
The other thing we don't know the answer to, Vrabel would know the answer, and I wouldn't expect him to let the public know, but was this the plan all along? Like, last week, OTAs are coming up.
Come in for one day. We'll check on you.
Yeah, does Vrabel have an idea of, like, who's going to be there and who's not? Like, does this boat thing have any impact on what, like, was he planning on going and then he's like, I'm not? Or, well, like, was this already made up?
I don't know the answer, but either. My guess is listening to Vrabel, this wasn't planned.
Him not being there?
Yeah.
See, I don't know.
He didn't sound happy with him.
Yeah. So was this Monday that he was on the boat? Was it Memorial Day? Monday
it was
or
over
or
the Memorial
weekend,
Day weekend. Though. I don't know the exact day.
I mean, he can get back. Maybe he was on that plane with the pigeons and it got delayed and he
guys, I was on a flight from Minnesota to Madison and there were pigeons and I got delayed. This is a good text. 617-779-7937. Guys, I think we're all overreacting to the Diggs video. You can clearly tell he's on a recruiting trip. The one on the right is clearly a left guard candidate.
Come on. Well, Hoss of the Week candidate too. I don't think he's recruiting left guards, if that's what the guy's saying.
Well, no, I think he was recruiting for sure. I don't know if it was a
left guard. He might be recruiting.
He's like
John Calipari. Yep. He's like always recruiting.
I like this one too. Unlike Jones, who married the first girl who ever kissed him, guys like Diggs do not limit themselves to one woman, even if that woman is Cardi B.
Well, maybe he's settling down. Like, maybe at some point he is deciding to say, you know what? I'm a one woman man.
As long as she's okay with it, yeah. It's their relationship. Doesn't sound like she's okay with it. But again, that's consider the source, the Daily Mail Sport.
Is it Mr. and Mrs. Make It Happen on a Boat?
Mm.
Maybe she's like, I'm ready to make that commitment too. Who's to say?
Yeah, it's almost like a, Lifetime movie.
It is.
Romantic is what it is. I'd watch it too.
Definitely.
Mr. and Mrs. Make It Happen on a Boat.
Uh-huh.
Actually sounds more like a Cinemax movie. It's actually more what that sounds like.
True.
I'd watch it either way. Do you think this is the first real test for Vrabel?
So I feel like there hasn't been too many things. The Joe Milton trade.
You brought that up earlier. That's a good one. Like that might have been a minor thing that he just brushed out of the way.
Yeah, I mean, he moved on from that, but it was just sort of like why are you doing that? Like, you need a backup quarterback. You just drafted the guy. He played well in the last game. I know you weren't there for that, but that was just sort of curious. And we were wondering, like, did Drake May have something to do with that? That was the first thing, because everything else was about the draft, pretty much, because they had a pretty good free agency. Now, there's definitely a few guys that we wanted that they didn't get, but overall, they did spend money. They drafted for need, it seemed like, but they also had a few picks that I certainly liked, I think you liked. So,
yeah,
I think this far, like, nothing else would have gone into the conversation of, like, discipline. And I don't know if he's going to necessarily discipline Diggs, but, like, this is the first time that's even on the table.
Well, I heard Breer suggest on TV last night the league is going to look into it. So that doesn't mean he'll be disciplined by the league, but the video is big enough where I think it's very hard to prove, A, what was in the bag, if anything, B, if Diggs was ingesting any of it. Like, I think a lot of that's very difficult to prove.
It's very strange, too.
But like, Breer is confident the league's going to look at it.
But the league is also, like, unless I'm missing something, it's kind of hard to keep up with.
Oh yeah,
what gets punished, what doesn't? Like,
yes.
So the Jabril Peppers situation last year, they were really focusing on the potential domestic incident, and he goes on the commissioner's exempt list. But also in that story, he's like, "Yeah, I had cocaine," and they're like, "Okay," and then they're like, "All right, you're cleared and you're playing." It's like, but he admitted to the cocaine.
It wasn't pink cocaine. I don't think
real cocaine.
Maybe that was the difference.
What's in the box?
Pink cocaine, which we learned yesterday, may not actually be.
It's in fact not cocaine.
Methamphetamine.
It's a lot of other things.
NDMA.
It's a hodgepodge.
Ketamine. A lot of your means. Caffeine.
Caffeine.
Could be.
I'm all hopped up on that right now myself.
A mixture of all of the above. Well, you got to get ready for the road show, Keith.
Road show tonight.
Makes sense. Late night for us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Going to be out at the Landing in Newport tonight.
Woo.
7:30 to 9:30. Mm-hmm. We're going to be at the Lobster Bar in Newport tomorrow.
Sick brag, bro.
Thank you. We've been doing quite a bit of bragging about it. So we'll be following the Greg Hill Road Show tomorrow. It is a Greg Hill Show, Road Show, After Show. with Jones and Keefe tomorrow at 10 at the Lobster Bar in Newport. We'll see you there. We do have Alex Cora joining WEEI Afternoons today at 2:15.
Hopefully he didn't hear our plans for the season.
Yeah, hopefully it was earmuffs on the plans.
Hot seat.
Hopefully.
That's fine.
Hopefully.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He, actually shows up today. But anyway, WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. You got the manager at 2:15. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.